we welcome you in listening to the MisfitsAudio.com presentation of Frosty. Children of all ages, we have a special treat. When you hear Santa's sleigh bells ring, we would like you to press the PDF arrow, which will take you to the following picture of our Frosty. At this time, you should be seeing the front cover of our Frosty cover. So remember, when you hear Santa's sleigh bells, click the arrow with your control mouse.
It's 6 a.m. on a Friday morning, last day of school for this week, so you sleepyheads, time to get up and face a very cold morning. Don't forget your winter jackets today, because the wind chills
can be as long. Early to get up. You should start school at noon or something. Besides that, it's cold. Where are my pants?
Billy, hurry up. The school bus will be here in no time, and you need to eat breakfast and brush your teeth. And don't forget to dress warm.
But Mom, it's very cold outside. My windows are all frosted up, and I think I'm coming down with a cold. Achoo! See?
The only thing you're coming down with, young man, is the stairs. Now hurry up, or I'll tell your father when he gets home.
All right, Mom, I'm coming. I'm coming. Now where did I throw those corduroys? Mom! I can't find my pants!
Look in your closet. I hung them up after you went to sleep last night.
Oh, okay. These pants always make me itch.
Are you coming? I've made blueberry pancakes with fresh bananas.
Just need to get my shoes on. There. Boy, Mom, they sure do smell good.
Come to the table. I gathered up your books. You don't want to be late today.
Why? What's so special about today? Besides me getting a frostbite out there.
You'll live. Well, young man, for your information, today is the first day of winter, and they will be opening the ice rink in town. I think I'll be a little late getting home after you get out of school.
No problem, Mom. My friends were going to meet at our house for a bit.
You're talking about Sally and Tommy?
Yep. Oh, and Joe said that his mom okayed for him to come over for a bit, too.
Well, okay, but don't forget your homework, and you know the phone number of the rink if you need me.
I won't, and I do. Maybe if we're lucky, we won't have any homework, with Christmas break coming soon. Yeah, right. And I'm gonna have to grow another foot by tomorrow.
All right, stop your yakking and start eating.
Sally, you ready?
Yes, Dad. Books and backpack, ready to go. By the way, Dad, since Mom is still visiting Aunts April and Alexa, could I spend a little bit of time with Billy and Tommy after school over at Billy's house?
Here's your oatmeal and milk.
Thanks, Dad. Would it be all right just for a bit?
Well, make sure you dress warm for it. I don't want your mother mad at me. You know the saying.
Yes, I know. If Mom's unhappy, everyone's unhappy.
Yeah, something like that. So don't be too late. And since Billy lives just a few houses down, it will be okay. But come home when I call for you.
Yes, sir. I am done and off to school.
You be careful. I heard it may snow today while you're at school.
Oh, I love fresh, clean snow. I will, Dad. Bye.
Morning, Tommy. Real cold day today.
Yes, Mr. Pike.
Is that your mom running out there?
Huh? Mom,
you forgot your math book and milk money.
Oh, shoot. Thanks, Mom.
You have a good day at school. I love you.
Oh,
Tommy.
Oh, Mom. Love you, too.
Ha ha.
Hey, guys, we all set for after school? Joe, did your dad say it was okay to play at Billy's house after school?
Yeah,
I have to be home no later than 6, or Dad'll get highly upset, as he put it. So, Billy, you'll have to tell me when it's time to go, say around 5:45, okay?
Not a problem, but it sure is cold today. Don't these buses have heat?
Only up front next to the driver, I think. My dad said it may snow today. If we're lucky, it will be the first snow of the season!
Do you know what today is?
Yeah, Billy.
It's the first day that the ice rink is opened.
Yes, that too. It is the first day of winter, and what I would like for the class to do for English homework over the weekend is write a short essay about what you like about winter. It should be no less than 2 pages, but no more than 5.
Teacher?
Yes, Joe.
Starting to snow already, and boy, is it coming down.
Yes, it is. And at that rate, I would say we may get 2 or more inches before school lets out. Now, let's open our English workbook to page 132 and do exercise A and B. That's the 5-minute bell. Okay, everyone, put down your pencils and hand your math test to the front of the class. You have a nice weekend, and remember, I want your homework assignment for English first thing Monday morning.
Boy, am I glad school's finally over. I'm not sure how well I did on that math test. And why do teachers have to spoil our weekend by giving any test on a Friday?
Don't you know? It's to see if you've learned anything that week. In your case, you probably turned in a blank piece of paper. I studied last night. Not like some people I know.
Cute. Real cute. Knowing you, you probably turned in an encyclopedia. Ha! At least I got to watch the Chiefs beat the Browns last night. But just barely. Yeah, Tommy. But that's not gonna get your grades up. Anyways, I think I did pretty good myself.
Hurry up, Slowpokes! We're going to miss the bus. And my mom said she will not be happy if she has to pick us up. And you know about unhappy moms.
Yeah, we know. Let's move. Don't forget, we're meeting at Billy's house. Hey, wait for me.
Joe, no running.
Sorry, Mrs. Bedford. Come on. It stopped snowing. There must be 3 inches of snow. Never saw anything like it. And Tommy, don't forget your math book. Yeah.
Don't forget to let our bus driver, Mr. Pike, know that we're getting off at Billy's house.
We can put our stuff along the hallway wall.
Do you have some gloves for me to wear? My hands are getting too cold.
Sure. Mom has gloves around here for us all. Do you think we could go in the back field next door and play on the hill? We could take some cardboard with us if you have any. Wow, that's a great idea. Here, I found these gloves. This will work.
So what are we waiting for?
I'll beat you all.
Wait for me.
Woo, come on. Guys, there's a patch of untouched snow over there. Why don't we build a snowman?
Billy, do we have time? Well, if Sally builds the head, Joe, you build the middle section, and Tommy and I the base, then we should have plenty of time.
I got the snow on the left.
Billy and I have the area on the right. Hey, wait a minute. That's okay. Tommy and I can use the snow on the top of the hill, and we can build the snowman there. Let's start rolling over there and rolling a spiral towards the top. You're pretty darn smart. How about doing my math, huh? I don't think that would be a good idea. See? I told you were smart. Let's get started. Before Sally beats us all.
You're saying I can't?
Uh-oh.
Well, her head is done.
No way.
Okay. His head.
Whew, close call. We got the base down on top of the hill. Here, let me help you take that up to the top. I'll give Joe a hand, if he's done yet. I heard that, and yes I am. And thanks for the help. I need it.
Here. Tommy, watch it. We almost dropped her, his head.
Don't worry. We got a head start over Billy and Joe. Get it? Head start.
Just you be careful, or I'll put something in your head.
For once, Billy and I beat you here. We got here ahead of you. Okay, enough with the head jokes. Let's get the belly up. Everyone give a hand. 1, 2, 3, lift! Perfecto! And now the head.
One magnificent, perfectly round head coming up. You know, this snow person is made so incredibly perfect. You sure it's not a girl?
Sally!
Okay.
He seems to be missing something.
Duh, clothes.
I know where we can get some. Come on back to the house. Okay, everyone scan out and see what you can find. What did you find?
I found a red button for his nose in the sewing basket. That I think your mom won't mind. And guess what? I found an old yellow corn cob pipe in the trash basket next to the sewing table. It looks kind of old. It was being thrown away.
Oh, that. Mom got it from Uncle Jones, who liked to play jokes. I think she got it the last time we saw him. Mom must have gotten tired of looking at it. She said she didn't have the heart to tell him she didn't want it. I went out by the barbecue pit and found 2 pieces of old coal for his eyes. I think it's coal. Well, it's black, anyways. What do you think, these old red floppy galoshes and blue scarf I found in the basement? Would they be okay to use? Were they in a cardboard box? Yeah. That's okay. We're gonna give that box to the church to help others anyways. Now we're helping the snowman. Then your mom won't mind that we use these pair of red mittens. I saw Tommy leave and decided to look in the bottom of that box and found him. I thought it'd be neat for our snowman. Looks like we got enough. Let's hurry back. Don't forget I'm on the clock.
Guys, I'm not out of breath.
This is more work than doing me math.
I know. Let's get the snowman all dressed up and come back tomorrow. He'll be safe here and we can get our homework started for Monday. This way we can be here early in the morning. Don't forget your sleds.
We could have dressed him tomorrow. Couldn't you have said that before we left the house? See, you're not as smart as Tommy thinks.
All right, you win. We could have, but since we're here, let's get him dressed and head back to the house. My mom should be home by now, and maybe she can fix us some hot cocoa before you guys have to leave.
You sure know how to turn a bad thing into a good one. I'm up for that.
Good morning, you sleepyheads. Today's weather is going to be a bright, sunny, cold day. However, we expect things to warm up by this afternoon. So,
wow.
Make sure you dress warm this morning.
I better get downstairs. I'm to meet the guys in 45 minutes. Mom, where are my pants?
Where they're supposed to be, hanging up. And you better get moving because you have to eat breakfast and take the trash out before you can do anything, young man.
Couldn't I take the trash out later?
Need you ask?
Guess not.
You look dressed for the cold. Waffles are on the table. You want butter or maple syrup?
Syrup, please. So, as soon as I get the trash out, can I go to the field and meet up with the guys? We build a snowman and the guys will be waiting. Please, Mom.
Just as soon as you get done. But be careful. I don't want you getting hurt. I'll be at the ice rink for a bit today.
Thanks, Mom. Boy, these are good.
Thank you for listening to the beginning of our Christmas audio show. We at Misfits Audio want to take this moment to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, or whatever way you choose to celebrate this holiday season, and to have a happy and prosperous New Year. The CEO of Misfits Audio, Captain John Tadrazak, and his family wish all of their staff and members of Misfits Audio a Merry Christmas, and he would like the audience to know just how hard and time-consuming it is to produce a show such as this. If it weren't for all the dedicated members giving their valuable time for free, let me stress, for free, shows like this would not be possible, as sometimes this involves months of their time. It is with extreme dedication and love to showcase the talents that produce audio like this, so please take a moment and thank these wonderful people as the captain does. There are a lot more shows that are waiting to be heard at www.misfitsaudio.com, both on the front page and in our archives under Listen, and, of course, many varied future shows. Again, happy holidays to all, and remember, don't drink and drive. Arrive alive and be safe.
Where's Tommy? Right behind you! What, you thought I'd be late again?
Guys, what's that behind our snowman?
What? Where?
Over there, by that lump of snow. It's black.
Got it! You won't believe this. What is the one thing our snowman is missing?
A snow woman?
No hat. And not just any hat, but an old silk top hat. But how did it get here? I don't see any footprints in the fresh snow except ours. Come on, it couldn't have magically shown up here. Someone must have dropped it and a strong wind blew it here where that snow mound stopped it. Okay, you all know the story about looking a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah, he had bad breath.
No, it's a gift and don't question how you got it.
So, we're going to ease it?
Do bears... Don't even go there!
Billy, please give me a hand up so I can put this on his head.
Okay, alley-oop!
There. You can let me down now.
Careful, don't fall on me! Wow, perfect!
It sure is! What a lovely hat!
Who said that?
Said what?
I believe the snowman is... No. It can't be. Snowman can't talk.
I am talking. Wow.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Frosty, at your service. Would you like to play? I know I sure do. I can't be around long. I feel warm already.
I don't believe my eyes. A talking snowman.
Oh, I do more than talk. Watch me slide down this hill.
Look at him go!
I can never go that fast with my sled, let alone on my belly. Incredible!
Here, ride on my smoothed out snow, which I left behind. Come on!
Yeah!
Yippee!
This is great! This is the most awesome ride I've ever had. If I go any faster, I'll need a seatbelt installed to keep me from falling off. Let's go faster.
You bet. This is like being on ice.
Did you say ice? I would love to show you what I can do on the ice. Do you have a pond close by?
We have an indoor skating rink across town, but we'll have to go through the town to get to it.
I always wanted to build an igloo, but couldn't pack the snow firm enough.
Well, in that case, how about we build your igloo first before we go skating? If that's okay with the rest of you.
Great idea.
All right. Great, let's do it.
We better hurry. The sun's getting higher in the sky.
Well, yes, and whew, it's getting hotter, too. Anyone got a tissue? Just kidding.
I'll start making the snow blocks over there.
Great, and I'll use my breath to help pack it harder.
You can do that?
Well, I am a snowman.
Did you see that? It's the most awesome igloo I've ever seen. It's better than the ones in the magazines. I've never felt anything this smooth. It's gotta be better than the Eskimos, or ones you see penguins next to.
Penguins? What are penguins?
I think I saw some models of penguins in the store windows on the way to the ice rink. We can show you what they look like when we go by.
Well, I would like that. If we're done here, can we go to the rink now? It sure is getting a bit warmer.
Let's go. It's almost noon by my watch.
Hey, Sally, if you would, while you're on your sled, hold on to my feet. The rest can follow you, and I can pull you all like a train.
Can I be last? I think I can hold on the best, and there'll be a lot more motion at the end, like a big fire truck.
Sure, if it's okay with the rest. What's a fire truck?
Not a problem with us.
Hold on tight, everyone. Here we go.
Oh my gosh, we're here already. And everyone's in such a hurry, they didn't even notice us. Can we stop a second? I'm waiting for my eyes to catch up. I think I lost one of my gloves back there. Wow, what a rush.
We can pick it up on the way back. Frosty, over here. There are some toy penguins inside the store window.
Really? Oh, is that what one looks like? It's a little bird in a black suit. Hey, if I got a black suit, would I be a penguin?
Yeah, they look like that. And no, you wouldn't be a penguin. You're a snowman, silly.
Hey, look over here! In the next window, it's a snowman like me, but he's wearing really funny clothes.
That's because that snow person is a lady snowman.
Wouldn't that be a contradiction? Hey, can I meet her?
Sorry, Frosty. That snow person is made of styrofoam, and he's not alive like you.
Well, I wasn't alive until you put that hat on me. What's styrofoam?
It's a man-made material that people use for packing boxes. Or, like here, can be formed into any shape you want.
Wow! You think they can make that into an igloo?
I think so.
Does it melt like I would if it gets too warm?
I'm not sure. I think once in a shape, it can't melt like you.
Oh. Hey, but they could build an igloo for Tommy so he could have one all year round, huh?
I never thought of that.
Remember, Frosty, you're made of snow.
Is it getting hot or what?
Let's hurry to the skating rink. It'll be much colder inside.
Will there be snow in there?
No, but there will be plenty of ice. In fact, they have a machine that makes ice. And by the looks of you, we really better hurry.
Come on, come on. Let's get moving, said the kettle to the pot.
What's a kettle? Or a pot, for that matter?
The rink is around this corner and on the other side of the street.
Come on! I can meet you all there!
Oh my goodness, Frosty's already around the corner. Was that wind stronger for some reason?
Oh my! My hat blew off! I must get my hat back! It's rolling down the street!
Where's Frosty? He must have gone across the street after his hat.
Frosty, Frosty, can you hear me? Wait for us!
We have to wait until the police officer blows his whistle again to stop this traffic.
Where's Frosty? He must have heard me.
Hurry, let's get across. Maybe he's already in the building waiting for us. At least it's cold in here. Boy, is it cold.
Frosty! Frosty! Where are you? Frosty!
Frosty! There's my mom. Mom! Mom!
What's the matter, dear? I thought you and your friends were sledding today.
Mom, I know this is going to sound crazy, but did you see a snowman come in here?
Oh, you mean a man dressed in a snowman suit. No, I sure didn't. I wonder what he could be advertising. I bet it's for snow tires.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. So you didn't see the man in a snowsuit?
No, dear, I sure didn't. It's a cute idea, though.
Come on, guys. Let's go.
Why didn't you tell the truth about Frosty?
And ever put me to bed with a thermometer in my mouth and cod liver oil next to my bed? No thanks. She would think I was hallucinating. A walking snowman. Yeah, right. Come on, let's backtrack. He couldn't have gotten far. Mr. Policeman, did you see a man in a snowman suit go by here a few moments ago?
Why, yes, I did. He went chasing a top hat. The last time I saw him, he was heading around that building.
Let's hurry. Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's a problem, call out.
Oh, no!
What's the matter?
Look at the sidewalk. Within that puddle, those are the clothes Frosty was wearing. Except the hat. It's gone.
How could that be? I just saw him a moment ago. See that clock on the bank building? Yeah. See the temperature reading? It's reached 45 degrees. 45 degrees. That's enough to melt...
snow!
I'm sorry, Sally. That water is what's left of our Frosty.
Frosty's gone? He melted away? Why?
Sally, don't cry. There's nothing we could have done. Nothing.
I know, but...
But what?
Sir, you're not going to believe us, but that was a real snowman named Frosty who ran across the street. It's the truth, sir.
I believe all of you. I remember once my granddad told me a story of when he was about your age, how he and his friends also made a snowman that came to life, and his name was also Frosty. Something about an old hat that was put on their snowman's head. I believe he did say it was an old silk hat, something like yours.
That's it. Could it have been the same hat?
It could have been. Now, my granddad said that he too lost his new friend when the temperature got too hot and something caused their Frosty's hat to disappear.
That's what happened to us.
Well, don't you see?
See what?
If it happened to my granddad and again to you kids, then it may happen again someday. Who knows? It could happen again next year with the first fresh, bright new snow of winter. We'll never know when that magic hat will show up again. So dry your eyes, little lady. He's not gone, but just away till the next time. I better hurry back to my corner. It's getting busy again, and some people don't pay attention to stop signs. You all be careful.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Policeman. Thank you, Mr. Policeman.
You're welcome.
Billy, do you believe him?
My mom said that you can always trust a policeman. Then maybe we'll see Frosty again someday? It sure sounds like it. And now, I have the perfect story to write about what I like about winter for Mrs. Bedford. Ha! Me too!
Yeah, that's it!
But will she believe it? Come on, let's gather up these clothes.
Guess till next time. Till next time.
Who would like to give their winter story first?
Me.
Oh my! I see Sally, Billy, and Joe's hands up, and Tommy, you too.
Yes, Mrs. Bedford.
Yes, Mrs. Bedford.
This I gotta hear. Sally, you had your hand up first.
It all started Friday after school. Billy, Tommy, Joe.
MisfitAudio.com wants to thank the voices of John Specht as the radio announcer, Katie Dainert as Billy, Cindy Swanson as Mom, John Specht as Daddy, Esther Specht as Sally, Scott C. Wentworth as the bus driver, Katie Dainert as Tommy, Katie Dainert as Tommy's mom, Katie Dainert as Joe, Peggy Altman as Mrs. Bedford the teacher, Peter Catt as the policeman, and Darren Marlar as the announcer and Frosty. Frosty was written by Captain John Tatterzak. Producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Mixer, John Specht. Sound effects by John Specht. Editor, Miles Liptak. Cartoonist, Katrina Joyner-Belcher. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Commercial done by James Smagata. We are not affiliated with copyright 1999 Warner Brothers Jack Frost Frosty the Snowman movie or Frosty the Snowman 1969 TV directed by Jules Bass, Arthur Ranklin Jr., Ranklin Bass Productions, Mushi Studio. In no way do we intend to infringe on their copyrights or any other copyrights. Thank you in part to HartwigMedia.com and Kevin MacLeod in Comptech.com for some music selections. I am your announcer, Darren Marlar. This audio production version of Frosty was produced by Misfits Audio, copyright 2009.